Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. We want to continue on with a message I started last week, our Christmas gifts to the Lord. But before we do that, the Lord just moved on my heart to pray for you, the listening audience. God knows every one of your needs, those spiritual battles you're going through right now, areas in relationships, the physical attack of the enemy against your body, mental stress, emotional stress in terms of the season that we're in. It's a busy time. And let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, it is a wonderful thing that we have that tremendous privilege to come before your throne of grace to find the help that we need in the time of need. Father, you see every listener whose heart is being joined with mine as we pray, and we call out to you, Lord, because there's power in agreement. Lord, only you know the intricacies, the fine details, the aspects of what they're going through right now. But Father, I thank you. Your word has promised us you'll never give us more than we can bear. And Father, I pray for resolution. I pray for healing. I pray for deliverance. I pray for reconciliation. I take authority over the work of the enemy that would come against your beloved right now. And I release the anointing of the Holy Spirit to destroy every yoke that would afflict, that would keep in bondage, that would cause them to be oppressed and downcast. Father, I thank you. I pray for the Spirit of the Lord to rise in them. Greater is He who is in us, the Holy Spirit, than he that is in the world. And so, Father, I pray that your Spirit will lift a standard against every demonic attack of the enemy. And Father, I release right now the peace of God, the strength of the Lord, the stability and calmness of heart. Lord, that they will be able to cast every care upon you, Lord, because you care for us. And it was demonstrated not only by what all that Jesus suffered and all that Jesus did at the cross of Calvary, but that he was willing to humble himself and be born as a babe and laid in a manger in Bethlehem. Father, we thank you for that tremendous sacrifice, not only of Jesus, but of your heart. And Lord, all of heaven, how they must have looked on in wonder and awe and even in dismay that the very the pinnacle, the joy of heaven was being sent to the earth to fulfill the plan that you had before the creation of the earth. Father, we honor you. We thank you. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, what I've been doing in this message is making comparisons between the gifts that the three wise men brought. The text, which you may wish to read, is in Matthew, the second chapter, verses 9 through 11. Everything, beloved, is significant in Scripture. And I have been suggesting to you, that those who've been listening, that the qualities and characteristics of each of the gifts that the wise man brought reflects traits and attributes in the life of every believer. We've looked at gold. I won't take the time to review, but if at any point you want to rehear or listen to a broadcast you didn't hear, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. But yesterday, we were looking at the general understanding of the affliction and the trials that we go through. Jesus said, in the world, before he left, he said, you are going to have tribulation. But what did he say? Be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world, praise God. And so, beloved, we were looking at the substance, the second substance that was brought, and that was frankincense, which was a precious gift to give to the King of Kings as a child. It symbolizes prayer and praise as we look at Scripture. It was a fragrant vegetable gum resin imported into Palestine from Arabia by caravan. And I thought this was especially interesting that the characteristics of frankincense was it's very bitter tasting, a gum resin, it's brittle, and it was called frank incense because of the freeness, the ease of which when it was burned gives forth a very sweet odor. It burns for a long time with a steady flame. And extremely interesting, I thought, it was obtained naturally by making incisions in a tree. And not just one, but a number of them to obtain the resin. And it's the bark of the tree of the genus Boswellia. And that speaks to me, I don't know about you, but those incisions of infliction that have been placed upon our lives as we grow in the knowledge of the Lord, as we go through trials and battles and sufferings in this present age. Beloved, that which comes forth, our prayer, our praise is as a sweet smelling incense before the Lord. In Psalm 141 and 2, frankincense symbolizes our devotion to the Lord. The word declares, let my prayer be set before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Hallelujah. Beloved, here we see in the book of Psalms, there's many references of the new covenant sacrifices of the believer. All right, let's go on and look at more characteristics of frankincense, some scripture references. In Revelation, the 5th chapter, verse 8, we see the 24 elders having, I'm quoting, every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors. The harps, that represents praise, and the golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Praise God. We won't take time to go to Numbers 16, where it speaks of the rebellion of Korah, and none but the priests were to offer in the service of the tabernacle this precious incense. And of course, if you remember, the earth opened up and swallowed them for their rebellion. And also, we see that it was offered on an altar of gold. Again, the saints are reminiscent of the precious substance of gold. That represents the believer, if you will. And so prayer and praise is offered on this altar of gold. Let me read Exodus, the 30th chapter. I'm going to read verses 1 through 3. And thou shalt make an altar to burn incense upon, of shittim wood shalt thou make it. A cubit shall be the length thereof, a cubit the breadth, fourscore it shall be, and two cubits shall be the height thereof. The horns thereof shall be of the same. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, the top thereof, and the sides thereof round about, and the horns thereof. And thou shalt make unto it a crown of gold round about. Praise God. And so we see that this was the altar that God established. And beloved, we are a golden altar, if you will. We are a temple of the Holy Ghost. We are called, he makes, in the Psalms it says, he makes his angel spirits and his ministers of flaming fire. That, of course, that can refer to the angels, but also we are his ministers. We are able ministers of the new covenant that he has placed into our hands. that flame of fire, what does it refer to? It refers to the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Remember, John the Baptist said, "One's coming after me greater than me, who shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." Hallelujah. Why is that essential, beloved? Because we, with the anointing and fire of the Holy Ghost, we will give forth a sweet savor of praise and praise and worship to our God. Isn't that exciting? Hallelujah. Praise the name of our Lord. And I'd like to share just a few verses from a little bit further in that chapter. The Lord says in verse 34, "The Lord said unto Moses, take unto thee sweet spices, stacte, and onycha, and galbanum, and these sweet spices with pure frankincense, of each shall there be a like weight. And thou shalt make it a perfume, a confection, after the art of the apothecary, tempered together, pure and holy." That's how God viewed the natural substance that they burned before the Holy of Holies, and in the worship that God directed them to be engaged in. "And thou shalt beat some of it very small, and put of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, where I will meet with thee. It shall be to you most holy." Isn't that wonderful? "And as for the perfume which thou shalt make, you shall not make it to yourselves." In other words, this is solely for the Lord. "According to the composition thereof, it shall be unto thee holy for the Lord. Whosoever," a stern warning, "shall make like unto that to smell thereto, shall even be cut off from his people." Praise God. Well, beloved, this is just, to me, it's just wonderful and fascinating how God uses types and symbols to describe the worship, the prayer and praise, the ministry that we have unto the Lord as New Testament believers. Now, we are not only rulers, but we are kings, but we are priests unto the Lord. And God, his eye is upon the righteous, his ears are open to their cry. Praise God. Well, my time is just flown. I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. I know it's a busy time of year, but God knows what you stand in need of. He's mindful of your needs. He loves you with an everlasting love, and he wants to reveal his love, his loving kindness, his mercy to you. All of us, when we go through the valley of testing, he's there to be an ever-present help in the time of trouble. I love you. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.